This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yom. We're learning Maseches Gittin. Parak Gimel. Mishnah Beis Gemara Koysef. Tafsei Gittin. A sofer that writes the toifes of Gittin in order that it should be muchan in his hands l'machira. Sarach she'aniach makam heyesh. He has to leave out space for the name of the man, u'makayim ha'isha, the name of the woman, u'makayim hazman, and for the date. Shtari milva, a sofer that writes the toifes of shtarim of loan. Sarach she'aniach makam hamalva. He has to leave space for the name of the lender, makam haloiva, the place of the borrower, makam hamois, the place for the money, of how much money was borrowed, makam hazman, and the place for the date. Shtari mekach, someone who writes documents of sale, sarach she'aniach makam halakech. You have to leave room for the name of the buyer, makam hamoicha, the name of the seller, makam hamois, and the amount of money, makam hasada, and the place for what field was sold, makam hazman, and for the date. Mibnei ha-takana, in all of these cases, in other words, really, we should make a gzera that even the toifes of Gittin and Shtarais should not be just written Mibnei ha-takana, because you may fill in the blanks. But they weren't gozer Mibnei ha-takana in order to have a takana for the sofer so that he has readily available toifsim in his possession. Rabbi Yehuda passels all of them, even though he left space for the Torah, because Rabbi Yehuda is goyzer by a get the toifes because of the Torah, and he is makes a decree by other shtarais, lest you confuse it with gittin. Rabbi Lazar machshir b'chulan. Rabbi Lazar says all of them are kasher, chutz migitei nashim, except for gittim of women. Shenemar v'kasavla, like it says, you should write for her l'shma. That has to be written for its own sake, and therefore only by gittin are we goyzer the toifes because of the toireif, but not by other shtareif. Mishnah Gimel, maybe get v'avar himenu, someone who loses, who brings a get, and he lost it. Matzayil alter, if he found it right away, kasher, it's kasher, we're not worried, maybe he found a different get. V'imlav, but if he didn't find it till some time later, pasal, it's pasal. Mitzoy b'chafisa, if he found it in a sack, some kind of bag or sack that they would put shtarais, or bedeluskama, or in a container, or in makiroi, or if he finds it anywhere, but he recognizes it, kasher, it's kasher. Maybe get one who brings a get, v'hinichai zaken, and he left the bow, and the bow was old, or sick, you don't have to be concerned that in the interim, the bow died. But rather, noisnala, he could give it, assuming that he's alive. B'cheska shukayim, in the presumptive status that he's alive. Or bas Yisrael hanesua l'kayin, the daughter of Yisrael, married to a kayin. B'halach balam dina sayam, and her husband went overseas, we're not worried, maybe he died, and she can no longer eat chuma. But rather, aicheles b'chuma, she can eat chuma b'cheska shukayim, assuming that he is alive. Hasholeach chatosim m'medina sayam, one who sends his carbon chatas from overseas, makrivin oisa, you could be makrivit for him, b'cheska shukayim, assuming that he's still alive, we don't have to be concerned, perhaps he died. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.